Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Sister Shelley, and I thank you for joining Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Glory to God. Let's get in prayer agreement. Oh, let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice at the mention of your name, giving you praise, glory, and honor to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We shake off everything going on today, and we just give it over to you. We welcome you into this 15-minute power message, asking that you bless our time together and bless each listener on this call. Grant them your peace in whatever situation they're in right now. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, you all know this. Some of us were not born with a silver spoon in our mouth. And our backgrounds are not all one that we might be proud of. Maybe you were a high school dropout. Maybe you have a history of alcohol or drug addiction. Maybe you've spent some time in jail, suffer from a disability, or have a family history of abuse or mental illness. You may feel like you're on the most likely not to succeed list. Most likely not to get married, most likely not to graduate, most likely not to have friends, most likely not to start that ministry, most likely not to buy a house or get a degree or have children. But today, I want to tell you that that is a lie from the pit of hell. And God has made specific provisions just for you. Yes, you. The persons, the most likely not to backgrounds, to have a successful background. Glory to God. The title of today's message is Most Likely Not to Most Likely To. Hallelujah. The Street Love Bible story today is found in 2 Samuel chapter 9. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 7 and 12. In the King James Version. And King David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness and compassion for Jonathan's sake?" And there was one of the house of Saul, a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness and compassion of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodabar. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness and compassion for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. All that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. The word of the Lord. Now, for the purpose of this 15-minute message, I'm not going to say that name again, Mephibosheth. I'm going to say Mr. M, all right? So I'm going to do a summary of what we just read. Historically, newly established kings such as David would normally kill off anyone with a rival claim to the throne. But instead, King David remembers his friend Jonathan and the covenant he made with him and came back for Jonathan's son, Mr. M, just like Jesus comes back for us. Amen? Mr. M was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was royalty, son of Jonathan, grandson of King Saul. His name, get this, means utterance of shame. I can't help but wonder if his name was something else, and then because of his situation, he was later named Mephibosheth's utterance of shame. But it's only a 15-minute message, so I'm just giving you what I got. Due to a childhood accident, he became lame in both feet, making him a cripple. After King Saul and Jonathan died, he was orphaned about the age of 5 and ended up in a place called Lodabar. Poor, likely not to be royalty, most likely not to have a job, most likely not to have a family, most likely not to have a future. He's definitely on the most likely not to succeed list. So although he was born a royal, life happened and he ended up with a very bad background. But God, say it with me, but God sent King David to return to show the compassion of the Lord to Mr. M, who was living a most likely not to succeed life. King David represented Jesus for Mr. M. I'm going to say that again. King David represented Jesus to Mr. M by returning, restoring his past, and renewing his future. Glory to God. This is what God did for us by sending Jesus. He returned in the form of man to die for our past, our shame, our rejections, our daily family and work dysfunctions, anything we could go through, he sent Jesus for. Hallelujah. He restored us so we could go from most likely not to most likely to succeed. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. I have a question for you, Street Love family. Who are you returning to show the compassion of the Lord to? Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Well, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth like Mr. M. My mom had me at age 16, and my dad spent most of my childhood in jail. Later, I would have my first child at age 17. By most standards, my background would not be one that anyone would consider worth having a future. But God, but God, returned for me and showed compassion on me through my mom and my dad, my grandmother and my grandfather, my aunts and uncles, all my church family. They prayed for me. They took care of me. They spoke the word of God into my life. They shared the word of God to me so I'd have a future. Compassion was the provision they gave to me. And as most of you know, compassion is the provision we use when we do the free lunch and prayer street ministry outreach. It's based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Passion is the only provision needed to go from most likely not to most likely to succeed. In conclusion, your background is just that. It's in the back or in your past. And when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a new creation. No longer who you used to be, because he's made provision for you, had compassion on you, and sent compassion to you so you can go from most likely not to most likely to succeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. I hear a song coming up. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, that he rose again just for me. And I confess him as my Lord. I believe right now that I am saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation for you, and that's to rededicate your life to Christ. That is only for persons who received Jesus at some point in the past, and maybe you walked away, and today, because you might have thought you didn't have a future, but today Sister Shelley has reminded you that you do. You can come back to Jesus right now. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you're ready, just repeat. No, I'm sorry. All I need you to do is confess your sins to him and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all the Street Love listeners who are rededicating their lives to you. Father God, their whole heart is coming back to you right now. And I believe you are removing the un and making them righteous right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that based on 1 John 1:9, they are restored, healed, whole and complete right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? That bell is just for you, those who received Jesus for the first and those who rededicated their lives to Jesus today. And guess what? I have a free gift just for you. Just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Hallelujah. I have a few announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3, which we ministered today. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Texas, Michigan, River Rouge, Ecorse, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? Street Love family, I'm at two locations right now. I have two churches at one location, Runners for Christ Church and Other Resurrection. They are at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. We are there the fourth Wednesday of the month, and this is under Pastor Gerald Overall, glory to God. And very soon we're going to be in Lincoln Park, and I'll give you that church information. So if you're around and would like to join us, or get a free lunch or need prayer, join me on the fourth Wednesday of each month at that location. And if you prayerfully consider and would like for Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer to your church, just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org and let's pray on that. Amen. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 365 days a year. It's only 15 minutes. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones who don't know Jesus, because I'm sure they got 15 minutes and you've been praying for them, and maybe we can both come in agreement and make it happen in their lives. Amen? Glory to God. Contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Well, family, that ends this week's message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Let's say it together. Remember, street love begins with you.